This week in West Virginia history. In the pre-dawn hours of November 4, 1985, a large band of rain began forming from North Carolina to West Virginia. The storm was stronger than most because it was picking up moisture from Tropical Storm Juan, which had hit the southeast just days before. During the morning of the 4th, the front moved northward and pulled in additional moisture from the Atlantic. As the downpour intensified, West Virginia's rivers began to rise. The rain finally began to let up after midnight on the 5th, but the damage was done. 4 to 8 inches of rain had inundated the northern and eastern parts of the state, producing deadly flooding. The Cheat, Greenbrier, Tigert Valley, Little Kanawha, and West Fork Rivers, along with the north and south branches of the Potomac River, all crested well above flood stage. The flooding devastated the towns of Parsons, Rollsburg, Philippi, Marlinton, Glenville, Petersburg, and Moorefield. Despite heroic rescue efforts by the first responders, 47 West Virginians died in the 1985 flood, with Pendleton and Grant counties suffering the most deaths. Many of the towns had to rebuild nearly from scratch, and some have never fully recovered. For more information on the 1985 flood, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.